This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Cavs guard Donovan Mitchell, and he led the way in the Cavaliers' 97-83 Game 1 win over the Orlando Magic. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Jeff Phelps here, Andy Baskin over there. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. When you call that, Andrew Hody will take your phone calls, and Dan Menigan's flying our ship today. Cavs had, to me, Andy, the near-perfect recipe in Game 1. Near-perfect. And I say that for this reason. Donovan Mitchell, clearly, you know, he's your guy. He took 9 more shots than anybody else, but he still only took 21 shots. It's not like he took 30 shots in the game. So he was under control for his 30 points, didn't have to jack up 30 shots to do it. That was terrific. Had 3 assists. Okay, that's all right. You had Evan Mobley and Jared Allen each coming through with a double-double. That's outstanding. And Jarrett had 18 rebounds. So 16 points, 18 rebounds for Jarrett. Evan had 16 points and 11 rebounds. They played 35, 36 minutes. Outstanding. Mobley took only 12 shots, and Allen took only 10. Okay, that is efficiency. That's getting it done. And Darius Garland had 14 points and 8 assists and took 11 shots. That's an efficient game. And to me, that's the perfect recipe. Your point guard played point guard. Your leading scorer played two guard. And your big guys had double-doubles. Man, it doesn't get much better than that. That's the way to win basketball games.
I look at the box score, and that to me, for years of watching NBA basketball, when you see you got 4 guys in double figures, and then your guy who isn't in double figures had 9 boards, and even if they're all defensive boards, I don't know what that's what you want. That's exactly what you want. And I don't need to see Darius Garland being the leading scorer. Sorry. Not when Donovan Mitchell's on this team. So,
and their assist ratio was terrific. 21 yes. assists on 36 made field goals. You know, you'll take that.
But Darius had 8 assists.
He did. That's terrific. Second most assist. 2 guys had 10 in game 1 of the NBA playoffs. Was 8 by Darius. Third most.
I look at this and I'm just like, this is what they need to do to win. And I thought you brought up a great. I'm 2 points just from the beginning of the show alone. One. You think this could be successful for more than Miami. But 2, I'm Orlando. A little concerned about what...
Orlando.
Orlando, sorry. Sorry, it's all Florida
teams. If you'd have said the Miami Tropics, we'd have, or the Florida Floridians, going back to the ABA or something like
would
that.
Would I have been okay then?
Would have been all right.
All right, as long as I can get your permission on this too. I'm just... Did JB kind of like... I didn't catch it until
in
after
the comment that he just said?
Yeah. That they want more out of really? I want more out of Mobley. I want more out of Allen. That's what I want, and that's what I got in game 1, and that gave you a 97-83 win. Like, what they did, it almost, I'm not quite sure what JB was saying after the game. Because that's what you want. We sit here and we talk about, well, when's Evan Mobley going to come? When's he? That's what you wanted. It's exactly what we've wanted. And it got you a playoff win.
Well, you're 2 big guys, and he had big guy games. 16 points, double-digit rebounds. Terrific. right? That's the way you're supposed to do it. Your point guard passed the basketball and didn't take a ton of shots, 11. And not that Darius isn't capable. We know he is. And Donovan scored 30, took only 21 shots, and their defense was great. But
if Donovan's on the floor, we don't need Darius to be that kind of player.
Well, here's what JB said. Here's what had you confused, maybe.
But good after it, as in loose balls? As in trying to force turnovers?
Make passes?
Make passes? Okay, if that's what he's saying, then
take shots.
Totally agree.
There was a little ambiguity in there, right?
And then, I don't know, say push it? Okay, push it meaning shots or meaning assists? The thing that was confusing to me at the end of the regular season was how many times, and by the way, I mean, Darius had two Fridays ago, had that big three-pointer. Has it been that long? Yeah, it's been like 10 days. Since he had that big three-pointer that helped them win, that kind of solidified where they were going to be in the playoffs. But it's just too many times, like at the end of the game, I've watched him try to force things, and it's just like, come on, man, you don't have to do that. You've got other guys on the floor that can help you. And just making good decisions. Like this game against Orlando, game one, was good decisions not only for him, good decisions for the team. And isn't that what it's all about? And for them to win, they are going to have to play like that. And I like the fact they played kind of tough, right? Every game I watched in the NBA playoffs this week, everything seemed to be stepped up physically. Guys getting elbowed in the head.
Well, it is the playoffs.
Yeah, I love it. I love this kind of, I mean, you clearly know this is the kind of stuff I love. So,
yeah.
I love physical play underneath the hoop.
Did you see in that third quarter when Jonathan Isaac got checked into the boards? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Sorry, when they dropped the gloves, that's when I got confused. I'm like, wow.
Now, I personally, what JB said there, again, I thought that was just a touch ambiguous, because I'm not sure, does he mean they want Darius to take more shots and do more? Because, and do his teammates have to be, you know, pushing him? Like, is there some problem there that he's not inspiring himself? I'm not going to buy into any of that. I'm not going to take it anywhere. I just know that offensively in that game is the type of game that I want to see this team play, Andy. And that is where my point guard is capable of scoring 20, he's capable of scoring 30. He didn't need to the other day. Donovan was doing just fine, and the big guys were getting opportunities. To me, that's the recipe for success for this team. Donovan leads the way, your big guys are a force, and your point guard plays point guard. Now, you can have variations off of that, but to me, that's the formula for this to work. And Andy, that's the formula that I think a lot of folks, and us included, have said, the offense looks clunky during the season. It's not quite working quite right. Well, why? Because the two guards were dominating, and the big guys weren't getting enough. I didn't feel that way about game one. Now, all that said, offensively, the reason the Cavaliers won game one of the series against Orlando is because their defense was stellar. Let's just be real serious about that. Offense was fine. Defense was stellar. And 32.6% was the worst of any team in a game one shooting for Orlando. Mm. And their three-point percentage was the second worst of any team in a game one. Reasons for that. Cavs defense is pretty good when they want it to be, and Orlando's offense is not the best.
They were the only team that didn't get into the 90s too, I think, in the first round. Just double checking.
I believe that is correct.
They're the only team that didn't get into the 90s. And there were only two games where teams won, the Cavaliers included, where they didn't score 100.
Yeah.
Is that concerning?
No. Not if your defense is not scoring.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just looking at these little. The other trend was home teams. It was good to be a home team in game one.
Well, every home team won.
Right.
Yeah. And Orlando is playing its first playoff game and blah, 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 blah. This is why before the series started, Andy, you and I both said Cavs in 5 or 6. I don't think the Cavs will sweep them, and I don't think it'll go 7. And so, you know, you want me to pick one or the other, I'll go 6, but I think Cavs will win it in 5 or 6. And Nothing I saw in game one makes me change that thought.
I don't, Jeff, if they play game two like they played game one and then three,
Then you go to Orlando and it's a completely different series.
I don't know. I could see a sweep. If they can play in game two like they did in game one, and maybe get a little bit sharper in the third quarter.
Well, yeah, and the one thing that you want me to look for a concern, I'll give you a concern.
Here we go. Jeff Phelps concerns about the Cavs.
Cavs had a chance to completely stomp them, and they didn't. How many times did we see that all regular season? Couple of runs by Orlando in the fourth quarter, but teams do that. But the Cavs had a chance to completely bury them, and they didn't, a couple of times. And Orlando kind of made a little run and made it, you know, somewhat interesting down the stretch. Somewhat. But, you know, Andy, defense like that wins in the playoffs. And offense like that, to me, wins for this team. Now, can I go LeBron on you? Playoff series doesn't start until the road team wins a game. So, until the road team wins a game, we don't have a playoff series here. And I think that's a great little basketball slogan because it's right.
It's true.
You know, you just said, hey, Cavs win game two, and then they go down to game three in Orlando. Okay, but things change a little bit, and we all know when teams go on the road. And so when the road team wins a game, then you've got a different type of playoff series. That's when it gets real serious. And if the Cavs can pull it off tonight in game two, you know Orlando is going to be better. Well, it's weird to me, but it's, I think, realistic and factual. Young teams in the playoffs, first time out, you know, it's kind of a weird deal for them sometimes.
Oh, it's an eye-opener.
Yeah.
How much it's a little bit faster and a lot more physical.
A little more intense.
But it's easy. We talk about it. They have to play it.
We'll see how Orlando responds to that tonight. And if the Magic can respond to that, I think they can win game two. I think the Cavs will. But let's see how Orlando responds. More than anything, Andy, I think that's what it is. And I would assume, and we all know what happens when you assume. And, you know, I like Darius Garland. I think Darius is a terrific young player. Is he okay with scoring 14 points? I would think so, because he had 8 assists, did a nice job, and his team won. I've never seen a reason for concern there, and I don't think there would be after game one. Team looked good. Team played a great game. The defense was terrific, and the offense was just, I think, what you want for this team to win games and what we didn't see enough of in the regular season.
I'm wondering how Cavs fans are feeling today, because obviously they had a microphone problem at the beginning of the game. And all we got to hear were the fans, and they sounded loud.
Did that affect the offense or the defense?
The not having announcers in the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
It affected the way I watched the game, which I got to be honest with you, I didn't think it was horrible. But the crowd was really good. I'm still like, I don't know that Cavs fans are hot for this series at all. First of all, it doesn't help that they're on Cable Access 22 for tonight's game. But if you can get Cable Access 22, it's on right after Wayne and Garth. Tickets for the game are as low as 36.
Party on, Andy.
36, Garth. Party on. $36. Did you see what game 5 tickets are going for right now?
No.
Secondary market, want to guess?
$20.
$24. Game 5.
Well, that's opportunity, Cavs fans. There
you go. Hop on.
Angel Gray working sidelines in game 1. Our buddy, she was with us a week or two ago talking women's Final Four. Angel's going to be with us at 1 o'clock. Anthony Castrovince will be talking Major League Baseball with us at noon. Scott Petrak talking NFL draft at 11. But, folks, I think the winning formula was right there, and the Cavaliers executed it perfectly in game 1. Will they do the same thing tonight in game 2? 216-474-0092. It's a basket of Phelps right here on the Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
That's Jared Allen, audio courtesy of Bally Sports, talking about the Cavs, winning in game 1, playing Cavs basketball. There you go. What's Cavs basketball?
I was just going to ask you the same question. Oh, what is Cavs basketball?
You know what it is?
What is it, Jeff?
I think what we want it to be is what it was in game 1. You played good basketball defensively, and you had some balance on offense, and you didn't have two ball-dominant guards in that game. You had a point guard playing point guard, and that was terrific. Doesn't mean a point guard can't score 30 and have it be a good night, too. You know, I'm sure Darius will have some big shooting games. But credit to him. He did what was needed to win game one, and I mean that. Credit to him.
Hey, just real quick, Daryl Ryder and I, we're going to focus on Deshaun Watson's offseason program and the Browns Stadium during our newest episode of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Had a chance to hang out with those guys a little bit last week. Man, they're so good. If you've got an issue with your heating or cooling problems, you need to call Smiley One and Bryant. Again, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Subscribe now at 923thefan.com or on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast.
I thought it was near perfect recipe in game one. I loved the balance on the offense. The defense was terrific. Can the Cavs repeat it tonight? Randy in Independence? Can they
Randy!
Do it?
Just quick. Every game's unique to itself. So LeBron always he told us, and he's right. So not to pick too much from each game, but I think in terms of how they're going to respond, Orlando, forget how we do for tonight. Orlando was down 19-6 after 4 or 5 minutes, and their players admitted that the crowd noise, I was at the game, was probably the loudest I've heard all year, and maybe for some years, at the opening of the game. And it was, and they said they were somewhat intimidated by that, but they settled down, and the reality is, after that six-minute shock, they played us even the rest of the game. So which team will show up tonight, the one that had an opening shock or the one that played us even those last 42 minutes? Second, I would say, is the matter of the turnovers. Our three ball handlers had, 13 turnovers. You, LeBron again said, every possession is sacred. Most of those were not forced errors. They were nonchalant passes and that type of thing. Fortunately, their best player had 9 turnovers. So it was kind of a wash. I'd be concerned about our continuing to have turnovers that were not forced turnovers, if you follow me. And that was a bit disturbing. And lastly, Mobley had a tremendous scoring in the first half, and then he didn't score, I believe, in the rest of the rest of the game, and it just looked at that we got away from getting the ball down deep to Jared and to Evan. So we'll see what happens tonight. Hopefully they can manage their turnovers. I have to give Orlando credit. I was amazed how well they were playing man for man. They were right in our face, but we still did okay.
And they hung around, Randy, which might be a little concerning, right?
Right. So we'll see what happens, but we should not get too much from this first game because they did play us even the last 42 minutes.
Randy, thank you very much. Vaccaro had 9 turnovers, but the rest of the Magic had only 3. So something to think about there. Cavs probably need to take a little bit better care of the basketball. Andy's in North Olmsted. Hi, Andy.
Jeffrey, Andy, what's going on, you two?
Hey, sir. Hey.
Hey, I'll tell you what, that last call was a good call. He stole some of my thunder. But what I want to talk about, Andy, you started saying at the top of the show, maybe it's just me because I've dealt with lower back issues from my late 20s on. And I know that Jamal Mosley, like, and Jeff, you know this better than anyone, Austin Carr, he's old school.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you smell blood, you go at it. And I'm talking about Darius Garland's back. Okay. I'm going to be watching that with keen interest. If Wendell Carter, Mo Wagner try a couple screens or maybe even an illegal screen here or there to test out that back. So definitely a little concerned about that.
In other words, give him a shot, Andy, right?
Right. I mean, hey, the way he was wincing, I'm telling you guys, that the lower backs are really tricky. But the ball security, definitely an issue. I wasn't happy to see that. And that start really was our saving grace. And like you said, like Randy said, every game is a separate entity. You know, you could win by 30 one game and lose by 30 the next game. I mean, they really are different animals.
Look at the 2016 NBA Finals, right, Andy?
Absolutely.
That's what happened there.
Hey, Jeff, but what I want to mention, too, I know Karras is a little quiet. This may not be his series because of the number of really good defensive trees they have. I think his next series may be coming, and that's why I'm also hoping that over the next few days, we start getting some Dean Wade news, hopefully, because I think those two guys, if we move on, which I believe we will, I think it's going to be at least a 6-game series, though. I think Karras could be huge in the Boston series. So I'm not alarmed by that at all, because I just don't think this series has his name written on it, you know, for matchup purposes, that is.
Andy, thank you very much. And that happens sometimes. Darius's back issue, certainly that's a concern. Donovan's knee issue, certainly that's still a concern. I know he had 30. You know, do knees suddenly get healthy, Andy? Usually not like this.
You could put a little gel in there. They give you a little shot, some kind of a gel.
Strawberry?
No, it's – or something, or do some electrode stuff on your knee. I don't know. Not enough quick enough to turn around that fast if you're hurt. So I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
I may have had one of those shots once. Yeah. Felt great for a week.
Did it?
Yeah, felt
and then?
Good for a while. You know what? And then actually felt good forever after that, now that I think about it. A little bit of arthritis. Thank you.
Wow.
Problem was the doctor took off. He was in town. Really good doctor.
That's all it took, huh?
Took off for another town. It's kind of weird, though. I think people were chasing. Never mind. Different story.
I think this world behind.
Yes.
I know the crowd was on fire and smoking in the field house the other day. That's terrific. I just wonder if it seems like a slow entrance into playoff excitement. And maybe it's because it's Orlando, Andy. I don't know.
You're saying for the crowd or for the city?
Just the feel I've had all in talking to folks and everything else about things.
I don't have a buzz. Like, I don't feel the buzz. The only person I know that is truly is Anthony Lima. Like, Lima has the buzz.
I think Menegan has the buzz, too.
I don't, well.
Then again, they hang out together after work.
What's so today's date? 4/22. Okay.
Maybe that's part
of it. So I just think that, I don't know. I don't feel that buzz. I don't. Do you? I did a little bit on Saturday. I'm not going to lie. I felt a little bit there Saturday. But maybe it'll happen as the show goes on. People are like, hey, what are you talking about? We got a playoff game today. I just bought tickets for $36.
You're talking.
$36, man. What's it going to take? I think another performance like what they just did in game one, that's what they need to do. And by the way, not every game has to be the same. If you think into it, no, I'm just saying, though, that dominance is dominance, right? Was every game the game? A lot of those games felt the same last year when we were losing to the Knicks. You got dominated every game.
The only in our first call, Randy made a some interesting points, except for this. Okay, Cavs had a great start. After that, they played them even. Well, they could. You know, you don't take away those great starts. And I don't put a ton of credibility into after that you played them even. Only because, all right, well, you had a 13-point lead, whatever it was. You're up big. Okay, great. You can play us even. That doesn't matter. The only thing that I would slightly look at and think, all right, don't let that happen again. Because I don't think Orlando will be as poor offensively as they were. And they won't be unprepared at the start of the game. It's if you have them down, keep them down. And it seems to me the Cavs have had a little propensity for letting teams back into games this year. And
it's not good.
Well, it's not good. And
not good in the playoffs.
And either. It almost happened a couple of times against Orlando where you're like, okay, here's the lead. This is all right, right? They're not going to let them get too close. And they didn't, but they did let them make a couple of runs. That happens. It's a little bit of a concern.
All I know is that if they get up again, they get up by 13, they've got to step on them. They have to. It's the playoffs. There's no mercy. Blow them up by 40. You just got to keep going. And you've got to play at that consistent level that you can't worry about the way the other team's playing. You got to play the way you're playing. And if you have a shot early to take them down, you take them down and get to 0-0 and get up 2-0 and forget about the other team that's on the floor. You play the best you can like we saw the other night. Don't get selfish. Don't get stupid. You know, try to get to the point where maybe the starters get rest at the end of the game. I don't think that we're in that series. I do think it's going to be a closer game than what I'm talking about. But if the opportunity's there, you got to show them you're the superior team, and then you walk into Orlando first quarter and you remind them again you're the superior team. There's too much friendship going on in some of these games, and you can't take your foot off the gas.
George Niang said they're not friends.
Good. Keep going. Don't be friends.
There are no group hugs in this one.
Thank you, George. I'll buy your jersey for saying that. There's no reason to have friends in Orlando right now. None. It's a business. Feed your family.
I don't know. The Wagner boys seem like nice fellas.
I want you to walk in. I want you to body slam Mickey Mouse.
That's fine with me.
Jalen Suggs
and then
seems
hit
like
the
a
fly
nice
guy.
I don't see
nice
Mickey Mouse anywhere around here.
I mean, Banchero's always smiling. Why wouldn't you like him, Andy?
Because he doesn't play for us. I want us to win, and I want our players to be able to feed their families.
There you go.
Your livelihood is on the line.
Yes.
Can we step it up? I'm still embarrassed by the Knicks from last year.
Those seven-figure signing bonuses weren't enough. I need more PB&J.
It's more than money, Jeff. It's more than money. It's time to get relentless. It's time to shut everybody up that's been criticizing you all season long. It's time to make us forget about the Knicks and forget about the fact that people think you tossed the last game of the season so you could play Orlando.
I think everybody had forgotten about that until you just reminded them.
Not true. $36 for a ticket tonight. I don't think it's true. $24 if they come back for a game five. Go out and blow them out. That's what I say. If you can. I respect them as an NBA team to try to say something.
I think Jamal Mosley is a good coach, and I think he'll have his team more ready to go tonight.
Did he learn something coaching game one?
No, but I think the players did. You know, you already said it. A little different deal here in the postseason. A little different. The Cavs certainly didn't look like the same team that had such trouble with the Knicks. But then again, the Knicks are a lot better than the Orlando Magic. We're going to talk more Cavs 1 o'clock. Angel Gray was working sidelines for ESPN on game one. We're going to talk to Angel about this series coming up at 1 o'clock. More Cavs talk as well. NFL draft begins on Thursday. Thursday! Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.